This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories that feature organizations in our listening area that are working to make a positive impact in the communities they serve. Positive relationships between an adult and a child can have a direct impact on a child's life. Big Brothers Big Sisters of North Central Arkansas matches adults with children who are facing adversity in their life. Currently, 300 children are being mentored by volunteers with more than 22,000 hours of time devoted to those children. Chapter locations are in Batesville, Conway, Newport, Russellville, and the newest office is opened in Jonesboro at Nettleton High School.
You know, a couple key factors that I tell people about Big Brothers Big Sisters is that when you look at what kind of change you can make a difference in the life of a child, they're 46% less likely to attempt to use illegal drugs, 27% less likely to begin using alcohol, 52% less likely to skip a class, 33% less likely to do anything that's physical in nature, and they become much more trusting of their family and their parents.
That is Tara Gatewood, the executive director of the Jonesboro office of Big Brothers Big Sisters of North Central Arkansas. According to Gatewood, Craighead County has a need for a program like Big Brothers Big Sisters. The target population for the program is children facing adversity in Craighead County, such as growing up in a low-income home, single-parent family, or having one parent in jail. Gatewood estimates about 565 children in Craighead County have at least one incarcerated parent, and another 5,700 children live in poverty. Gatewood says the program is looking for children, also called littles, that can be matched with adults called bigs.
Right now with us being so new, I'm looking for little. So if you have a child or you know of a child that would be a great reference to our program, let us know. If you have a passion to work with children or just feel like making a difference within your community is the right thing to do, reach out. We need bigs and littles. I'm still looking to build a board of champions here in Jonesboro that will be a resource board for me to help us grow this program and to continue to develop, as well as we'll have, as any nonprofit, a couple fundraisers per year. Our next fundraiser, our very first fundraiser, will be Bowl for Kids' Sake. That's going to be at the Jonesboro Bowling Center on October the 27th at 10 a.m. I would absolutely love for us to have that bowling alley filled as many people as you could fit in it for our first event.
Gatewood has one volunteer working with her in the program. Grant Cagle is an AmeriCorps volunteer that took a year off from medical school to work with Big Brothers Big Sisters. The AmeriCorps program is nationwide and allows adults the opportunity to serve at organizations like Big Brothers and Big Sisters in exchange for education awards to help pay for college. Cagle tells why he is with the program.
I absolutely love my job. And, you know, a year from, you know, today, you know, last year, I would have never thought I'd be doing something like this. I was so career motivated and focused on one goal. And then when that one goal came up, it was follow it or, you know, should I try something different and maybe take a year off? Because I firmly believe that if you have the ability and the capabilities to do something like this, then you have an obligation to do it. And I see such a great need in Jonesboro that I never saw before. And I felt like it was something worth investing my time in.
According to Cagle, one of the biggest needs the Jonesboro chapter has is a need for adults to volunteer in the program.
Well, the process to becoming a big is very extensive because we take confidentiality very seriously, as well as background checks. We do background checks on criminal history. I also check motor vehicle and insurance for driving related issues, and also child registries and things of that nature. It takes about 3 to 4 weeks to complete the entire process if you follow bureaucracy and you follow it in an appropriate time. But you subject to that, and then after all that is cleared, we schedule an in-person interview so that I can kind of get to know the person and kind of get a feel for their personality, their interests, and see if I can find a common denominator between them and a potential little.
Those who want to volunteer to be a big must be over the age of 18. Those who are littles must be between the ages of 6 and 16. All the matches can be watched through high school graduation. Cagle says the time an adult invests with a child can pay big dividends.
Well, I know from like the Little Rock region that we've seen people who have broken out of that cycle of poverty and that they've been able to pursue college degrees and things that they never had the chance to. And it's not because, you know, a big gave them money. We don't ask for that. You know, this is all, you know, it's free to the little and it's free to the big, and hopefully you get a rewarding experience out of it. But you know, you see these people who come in with nothing and then they're given hope, and that hope is, you know, transcribed and it's taken to, you know, other areas of their life, and it's also taken to their home, which is, you know, ground zero for a lot of the problems.
You may know one supporter of the Big Brothers Big Sisters program. Amanda Hansen is a TV personality on KAIT in Jonesboro. Hansen is from Memphis, and she was a big. She tells why she wanted to be a part of the program.
I really wanted to get involved in something, and I really looked at a lot of different outlets. And Big Brother, Big Sister just really kind of spoke to me. And I guess I look back, you know, I always had a really good family home. My mom stayed at home, and, you know, she was there all the time. But I had those people in my life that, you know, I could look up to, that kind of played the part that a Big Brother, Big Sister would play in this program. And actually, when I was a child, I was really, really shy. And I got involved in dance classes. And I had this one teacher that just really kind of gave me that confidence to be able to come out of my shell and, you know, that I could do anything, that I could do something. And it kind of really helped me to kind of, you know, start letting my personality show. And I think kids need that, you know, just having that person that can be there and, you know, just somebody to talk to. And I just feel like Big Brother, Big Sister, it really helps to provide kind of that outlet for kids. So, I mean, I got involved. I was involved in it for 2 years, and then I got the job in Jonesboro and came to this area. And, you know I was so excited when I heard that Big Brother, Big Sister was actually coming to the Jonesboro area because, you know, it was something I had been closely connected with and all that back home.
And Hansen tells about the child she mentored.
I had a little sister. Her name was Chastity. She was 8 years old, and she was a great kid. I mean, she had really good, you know, she had really good grades in school. You know, she was involved in choir. You know, but she, it's her circumstances, she was in a little bit tougher circumstances. Her mom was a single mom. She had three brothers and sisters, and her mom couldn't always be there. She wanted to be there, but she couldn't always be there. And, you know, when I talked to her mom, she said she really got her involved in this program just to help, you know, help her child to stay out of, you know, bad circumstances, you know, get involved with the wrong crowd or gangs. I mean, a lot of that's really prevalent in the Memphis area, you know, kids getting in mixed up in the wrong thing. And I think that's what's great about this program, because it's not just, you know, maybe a child that's struggling, but it's just keeping kids out of those bad situations. Because it's so easy, I think, for kids to get kind of, you know, sucked in that, just because they're looking for that person that's going to say, hey, I have your back. And so I just felt like, you know, I think that's really important. I mean, it's important.
And Hansen stays in touch with Chastity and visits her when in Memphis. Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters Jonesboro, Tara Gatewood, says that kind of bond can last a lifetime and can help steer a child on the right path. Gatewood says they're close to putting together the first match of an adult to a child. Matches are selected on similar interests and are put together after background checks are complete. Gatewood says there's a need for funding for Big Brothers Big Sisters, because matching adults with children can be expensive.
Of course, funding is always going to be a challenge, but I feel confident that within this community that it's a very giving area and that we'll make this happen. But it actually takes about $1,000 to oversee the match from the beginning to end. And the cost that you can think about with that is the background checks that go into making the match, the staff that it costs to be able to keep an office open to where they are monitoring this. We are actually so closely monitoring those children and those relationships that we actually talk to the children, to the big, and to the parent of the big on a weekly basis for the first 3 months. We go to every other week for the next 3 to 6 months, and after 6 months, we monitor those relationships on a monthly basis during the life of that match. And so it takes some time and it takes some effort to make sure that we have someone there to be working the phones, to reaching the people. And if we can't reach them, we actually reach out or even try to track them down just to make sure that everything's okay and to make sure that the well-being of that child is protected.
More information on Big Brothers Big Sisters of North Central Arkansas's Jonesboro office can be found at www.bigbrothersbigsistersnca.org or by calling 870-910-7805, extension 240. This is Making a Difference on KASU, which features organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live.